I'm Don Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While Iran stirs up growing conflict abroad, their own house is not in order. Tehran entered 2024 without an official budget. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says the people are struggling economically and angry with the government.
They feel completely trapped in the world that they live in right now. And as far as they're concerned, they are forgotten by the West, because all the West sees is their regime with all the negative things at play that the regime is involved in, and so then the West must hate us.
Some Iranians are even questioning the validity of Islam itself. Transform Iran uses television, radio, and social media to reach seekers with the good news about Jesus. Please pray for the people of Iran to know truth and comfort in the gospel. And nearly half of the 50 states in America have legalized recreational marijuana in recent years, and five more could vote to do so in November. The Lighthouse's Brandon Bauer says, even if cannabis is legal in your state, that doesn't make it safe to consume.
Picture this. You've got a drug dealer cutting up their cocaine on a table, packaging it, and then they're cutting up their weed on the same table. People are dying from cross-contamination. We're seeing so much fentanyl in the marijuana here in Indiana. It's crazy.
Despite knowing the risks, roughly 18% of Americans used cannabis last year. Christ can and does break the powerful chains of addiction. If you're looking for a biblical approach to addiction recovery, connect with the Lighthouse at missionnews.org.
Getting help with any addictive substance is a wise move, and the Lighthouse wants to help you with that.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.